I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Paul's advice to the Corinthians and to us is not to associate with sexually immoral people, which you might find quite hard, because in the world, with all the people we know, at some points that we will know people who are sexually immoral, perhaps having affairs or doing something that they really shouldn't be doing. And that's right, but the world's got bigger problems, as Paul actually writes. Paul is writing to us, telling us not to associate with sexually immoral people in church, our brothers and sisters. Why? Well, it's the association. If they are having an affair and we are still friends with them, we are still having dinner with them, we're still hanging around with them, then the association is that if they're doing that, well, you could be doing it. And even if you're not doing it, it's the association. And Paul's saying, no, separate yourself. If God has called you to be holy and to live a holy life, and when somebody is doing something that goes contrary to what God is calling us to do in living that holy life, then you have to separate yourselves away from them. And we might find that quite hard, because we're supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ. But when one of our brothers or sisters is now going back to that life of sin and actively sinning, perhaps going against their marriage vows and having an affair, we cannot associate with them. They need to stop what they're doing. They need to repent of what they've done, come back and build relationships and be reconciled again once with their family and the church and their friends in the church. The other thing that we have to make sure and to protect ourselves against is that when we're, if we carry on associating with people who are being sexually immoral, then we might think ourselves, well, they're doing it. And if someone approached us and was getting close to us, our barriers, our defences are already down, saying, well, you know, they're doing it and they're happy and I'm not so happy in my marriage and I'm not so happy in my life. So why don't I just do it? Because if they're doing it, I should be able to do it because they're doing it. You know, and we make excuses for ourselves, and we cannot do that. We have to associate, we have to protect ourselves. So people who are in church who are being sexually immoral in their lives, we have to disassociate ourselves with them. And we also have to protect ourselves. Remember, this is not people out into the world. Paul tells them, tells us that they have bigger problems. They need to know Jesus first. But it's the people in church. And remember, those people in church, we need to go and speak to them, and we need to tell them what they're doing is wrong, and we need to help them to stop what they're doing. And if they don't listen, we cannot associate with them, because we cannot be living a holy life, but always as well the world looking at us going, well, you know, they're just sexually immoral, they think they're Christians but they can do what they want. And that's by association. You might not be doing it, but by association, mud sticks. And so we have to separate ourselves from those who are doing wrong. And of course, this can apply to many other of those things that are wrong in the eyes of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, when people are not living a life that you have called them to live, we do pray that we can speak to them, Lord, and where they don't listen, we do pray that we are strong enough to not associate ourselves with them, even when they're such good friends. Amen.